AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Bill and Hillary Clinton begin 2 days of depositions before U.S. House lawmakers who are investigating convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton testifies before the House Oversight Committee Thursday behind closed doors in the Clintons' hometown of Chappaqua, New York, as part of a congressional investigation into the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The 2 days of depositions also include former President Bill Clinton. Republicans have long wanted to press the Clintons for answers about their connections with Epstein and his former confidant Ghislaine Maxwell, who's serving a 20-year federal prison sentence for conspiring with Epstein. Donna Water, Washington.
Oman's Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi says the U.S. and Iran have been exchanging creative and positive ideas and will resume talks after a break. The foreign minister has been mediating the negotiations. Al-Busaidi added he's hopeful more progress can be made later today when negotiations resume. Convoys believed to be holding the Iranian and U.S. delegations left the Omani residence in Geneva after several hours of indirect negotiations that started this morning. Cuba's government says the 10 passengers on a boat that opened fire on its soldiers were armed Cubans living in the U.S. who were trying to infiltrate the island and unleash terrorism. Cuba said its soldiers killed 4 people and wounded 6 others who were aboard the Florida-registered speedboat. One Cuban soldier was also injured. To reporters, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the following about Cuba.
It is the only chance that it has to improve the quality of life for its people and not lose 15% of its population since 2021. 15% of the people of Cuba have left since 2021. That is not a system that's working.
Rubio also told reporters the U.S. is investigating. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The Pistons held off the Thunder for a 124-116 win in a meeting of the NBA's Eastern and Western Conference leaders. Cade Cunningham had 29 points, as did Jalen Duren.
Doing everything that we know we can do.
College basketball, number 6 UConn snapped 15th-ranked St. John's 13-game winning streak with a 72-40 rout. Women's college hoops, number 8 Michigan held off number 13 Ohio State 88-86 in OT. NHL, the Devils honored U.S. men's hockey gold medalist and golden goal scorer Jack Hughes before their 2-1 loss to the Sabres. MLB, the Yankees will retire CC Sabathia's number 52 on September 26th. And NFL, the Commanders and Jaguars will host games in London next season, with Jacksonville set to become the first NFL team to play 2 games overseas in a season. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, 2/4 of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.